This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 305 for Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is continuing its recent rise on Tuesday morning, aided by positive sentiment in vegetable oils. European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil are up, while Malaysian palm oil is mostly higher. Crude oil prices also saw modest increases. The average value of Canadian farmland increased by 11.5% in 2023, compared to 12.8% in 2022, according to Farm Credit Canada's Farmland Values Report. Farmland value in Saskatchewan rose the highest at 15.7%, while Manitoba's went up by 11.1%, and Alberta's increased by 6.5%. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract is up $6.30 per ton at $622 even. In the U.S., corn is steady, while soybeans and wheat are higher. CONAB cut its Brazilian corn production estimate by 57,000 tons at 112.753 million. However, crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his estimate unchanged at 112 million tons, as well as 54 million for Argentine corn. In Texas, corn planting progressed by 6 percentage points at 20% complete, 2 points behind the average and down 7 points from 1 year ago. The May corn contract is unchanged at $4.42 U.S. per bushel. CONAB projected Brazilian soybean production to be 146.858 million tons, 2.5 million lower than its previous estimate at 7.75 million lower than last year. Cordonnier left his estimate unchanged at 145 million, as well as 50 million in Argentina. Safras and Mercado estimated 149.1 million tons of Brazilian soybean production, with 54.5 million already sold to buyers. At the end of February, Malaysian palm oil stocks dropped to 1.92 million tons, its lowest level since July. Palm oil production fell to 1.26 million, the lowest since April, while exports dropped by nearly a quarter to 1.02 million. The May soybean contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.85. Wheat ratings in Kansas were left unchanged from last week at 53% good to excellent. Oklahoma's ratings were also unchanged at 65%, while Texas's was at 44%, up 1 point. China has canceled more shipments of soft red wheat from the U.S., with the market seeing if more cancellations are in store. Indian wheat inventories in government warehouses fell to their lowest point in 7 years at 9.7 million tons. However, it has no plans on reducing or cutting the 40% import tax. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.53. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.01. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.72. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.